Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, the live call-in show, broadcast on your radio or your internet stream or your podcast 7 days a week. And we're here tonight. I'm your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we have talked about many things tonight. One of the things I wanted to mention to you was the Edge wallet. It is currently my favorite cryptocurrency wallet. It's now my primary wallet. I've dumped basically all my other wallets unless, except for one that I kind of have to leave installed for a while until I figure out a way around it. But at any rate, Edge wallet is available for iOS and Android. You can buy, sell, trade, securely hold cryptocurrencies with it. It's user-controlled. You own your money. The private keys are auto-encrypted and backed up with just a username and password, so no writing down 24 insane words for you to memorize or put in a piece of paper and forget where you put it later and all that kind of stuff. It supports BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. They've got a veteran team building since 2014 with the tagline, Secure Your Freedom. Find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app. So this last article we were discussing where 66,000 convictions for marijuana were burned, essentially. Was out of California. We're like radio hosts or something.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. They're
California, eh?
Anti-freedom on most things, and then every once in a while they're like,
get one right.
Hey, leave people alone.
They just want to like rub it in your face about the amount of freedom you don't have, so that we do things like celebrate this little like blip of freedom on our radar.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm happy to say good job when they get something right. And the same thing's true with the police if they actually, like, you know, arrest a murderer or something. Like, all right, guys, you did something right. Do more of that.
Test a rape kit occasionally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do more of that.
Yeah, well, they should be able to hear the difference, you know, when they do right and when they do wrong.
Right, and I think more people need to call them out when they do something wrong. Please. That's one of the biggest problems, is a lot of people will complain to their friends or their family members, like, oh, man, now it's illegal, blah, 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 you know, whatever the thing that they make illegal. Or, oh, so the cops doing this. Well, why don't you say something when you see the cops doing something? Like, hey, that's not right. Leave that person alone. That girl was just walking down the street with an open can of beer.
Right.
And the other thing is, whenever I see stories about police brutality, I will call the last person who was at fault. So it's going to be either the police department or the prosecutor, and I let them know what I think about, you know, whatever the injustices along the road have been, and let them know that, you know, people are out there watching, and those people who are paying attention are angry.
And I understand why people are afraid to do that, because, well, they are the police and they could kill you. So I understand the reticence that somebody would have to actually call out the police. But I still think it's an important thing to do. And if more people did it, then the police would feel ostracized to some extent. And to some level, it is happening, because they are having a tough time finding new cops in certain departments.
Thank God.
Because of this, because, you know, some police have realized that their job is to now, like, arrest the people they went to school with for things that aren't actually crimes.
Right.
And that, you know, they used to be buddies with these people, and now they're targets. And that has made it difficult, I think, to some extent, to find new recruits. At least I've heard that that's the case in many departments.
Now, I think we've covered that, and by we, I mean Free Talk Live in general. I've heard that that topic discussed on the air before about police departments having a difficult time now recruiting or filling their recruiting quotas, which is great.
Yeah.
And more of that needs to continue. And if you are out there and you wear the badge, you wear the blue, you don the uniform, and you're not calling out your fellow people, that's almost more heinous.
That's
in
even
my
harder,
book.
Right? Because now if you start calling out your coworkers, then they're going to turn on you, and before you know it, they're going to come up with some sort of reason to put you in the overnight shift, or they're going to possibly maybe arrest you for something.
Unless and until enough of them are like, no, that guy's right.
Yeah. Well, and that's why they need to hear it more often on the streets. If people on the streets were giving cops a hard time every time they saw them doing something wrong, which is constantly, then it would maybe make them think twice. But as long as people just quietly walk by and they don't pay any attention or they purposely ignore the police, then they're going to keep getting away with what they're what they've been doing, which to some extent we did here in Keene, New Hampshire with the parking enforcers, and we do it with the cops.
Robin Hood.
But the parking enforcers were the ones that really made the news because most people understand that parking enforcers are not helping, that they're not doing anything about you. Like, with the police, they can still tell themselves a story of, like, oh, well, they're out there doing
good
things.
They can live the lie a little bit.
Yeah, they're out there helping people. But nobody thinks that the... no one believes that the parking enforcers are actually doing things to help, with the exception of, like, their family members and the other bureaucrats. So...
I mean, weren't they called meter maids back in the day?
Yeah, there was a time for that.
When did they become parking enforcement?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because yeah, it's a PC thing.
It seems recent that they went from meter maid to parking enforcement.
It was probably the idea that, you know, they wanted to have a badge and, you know, be tougher.
Do they give the parking enforcers guns?
They do not. Not here, at least.
Batons?
I think it was a good thing for us to call those people out. And I realized that it was a challenge from some aspects because we ended up getting sued by the city. And we won. Thank goodness we had an attorney, a great attorney, John Meyer out of Manchester, who took the case pro bono and just cleaned their clocks in court. I mean, it was an amazing trial or series. It actually never actually technically went to trial. It was just like a pretrial hearing, but it lasted for 3 days. So it felt like it felt like a trial. It was witnesses and everything. But all of that video, of course, is at Free Keene on the Free Keene YouTube channel for anybody that wants to watch it. And despite the critics, the majority of people, the supermajority, I think, were on our side. I mean, there were plenty of people that were complimenting the Robin Hooders and thanking us and sending donations to us. Many, many more than the haters who were, they just hated us because we were libertarians and we were activists.
Yeah. I was in jail when this was going on, and I will say that there was, like, in the jail, during a certain part of that activism, there was definitely a coldness that came over the way people related to me in there. Mm-hmm. As a result of that, and there were mm-hmm. definitely people who were irritated just because there's a certain level of, in their opinion, nastiness displayed to the parking attendants, and certainly if you look at some of the things Cantwell said to them on the Colbert Report, it wasn't something an ordinary person wants to hear.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of misinformation going around, and so that did affect how people felt about it because they didn't know it was actually happening. They just know what they heard from people. And
yeah, that too.
And the official view of the city was that we were threatening, harassing, and intimidating their employees, which they never proved and they never charged us with, but they just kept slandering and libeling us with that claim.
Respect is earned, right? Generally speaking, I mean, that's my philosophy. And if you're doing something that doesn't garner respect, then I'm not going to give it to you.
I will give somebody the respect of being another human being unless I'm given a reason otherwise. So I sort of give respect by default. But if they're hurting peaceful people, then they won't get respect. So if there's a reason to pull the respect, then I will pull it. But there was a lot of lies and misinformation out there about what the Robin Hooders were doing. And Cantwell technically wasn't even a Robin Hooder. But that's the problem with public activism, is anybody can show up and claim to be with you, even though they're not. So
yeah, he just showed up the day the TV cameras were there.
That's true. He had literally just moved back to town on that day.
Have you done any Robin Hooding? Have you ever paid for a parking meter that wasn't yours when, you know, to help them avoid getting a ticket? 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. More coming up next.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in fried chicken. You can call and talk about whatever's on your mind. And with you tonight in the studio, I am your host, and I am the captain, and I'm joined by...
I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
I want to take a second here and thank our amplifier, Pazza, P-A-Z-Z-A, who is a silver amplifier. We want to thank you for donating to our Advertise, Market, and Promote campaign. And what that is it's a donation-funded bit where we use that money to get us on even more radio stations. Currently, we're on something like more than 200 stations, and we could be on 220, 250, 300 radio stations. It's all up to you. If you like what we do here, if you like the content, if you like the personalities, please join the Advertise, Market, and Promote over at amp.freetalklive.com and help us out, because we can spread the message of liberty to way more folks than we currently are. And we want to give a special thanks to those who have helped us do that, like Pazza.
Thanks, Pazza.
So we were speaking about, well, all sorts of things. We digressed a bit into some Robin Hooding activities here in Keene, but we were in California, and I think, Ian, you had a California story that might tie in.
Yeah, man. So a little while back, I think it was maybe like, a year ago, sometime last year, there was this headline about this dude in California named Mad Mike. And good
Sounds
name.
Familiar.
Good
California
name.
Man.
Accurate name for this guy, because he is crazy in that he's launching himself thousands of feet into the air on a steam-powered rocket, apparently. And then also crazy in the fact that he claims to be a flat earther. Now, I reluctantly bring this up because I don't want to cue the flat earthers to call into this show. Of course, it is open phone, so they could if they wanted to. But from standard.co.uk, Michael Hughes is back in the news, this time because his most recent attempt to launch himself into the air to supposedly prove that the Earth is flat somehow, that it has not gone so well.
Uh-oh.
He did not survive.
Oh, no.
The story shares here that he went by the moniker Mad Mike, was attempting to launch his steam-powered rocket to an altitude of 5,000 feet from a site in the desert northwest of Los Angeles, but crashed 20 seconds after takeoff. Mr. Hughes, who was 64, eventually wanted to prove his flat Earth theory by taking photographs of the curvature of the planet, or the lack of curvature under his theory, from space. Because that's never been done before.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Yeah. The stunt was being filmed for a Science Channel program called Homemade Astronauts. The program confirmed the man's death, tweeting that Michael Mad Mike Hughes tragically passed away today. Do you call it passing away if you die in a fiery crash? I mean, it wasn't fiery when it crashed, but... You know, if that happens, is it still passing away? Whenever I think of passing away, I think of, like, you just died in your sleep. You know, you just
passed away. I think any death qualifies as passing away.
It just sounds so calm. Yeah. Passing away sounds so
easy.
Yeah,
it really should be like, the world yeeted.
I mean, he
yeeted himself.
Did you see the video?
Just die. Huh?
Did you see the video of it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I saw it, too.
Yeah.
It should end like his life was immediately terminated.
And it's one of those things where there's versions of this video where they cut out the actual crash as though you can actually see any kind of, like, gore or whatever. It's just people in a lot of the media do not want to show anyone's death, even if it's from thousands of feet away. They won't show the actual crashing of the rocket. But the version that Jay Freeville, or rather Cameltoe, posted on our Discord, he found the full video.
Our Discord at discord.lrn.fm?
Discord.lrn.fm. I forget which channel it was in. I thought it might have been in news and show prep, but I looked back and I couldn't find it. But it was in there somewhere. So it's out there if you want to find this. And so what happens in the video is, as soon as the rocket shoots up, now remember, he successfully did this before. But I guess it didn't prove anything to him, so he's...
Wait, he successfully launched himself in a rocket and died before?
No, he successfully survived.
Oh, survived, okay.
Previously.
Okay.
It's not successful if you die.
Oh, right. He was unsuccessful the second time.
Well, I mean, it was partially successful in that he did successfully launch himself into the air. So that part was a success.
He is can jump 30 feet straight in the air, but it has never mastered the art of landing.
Of coming down, yeah.
It has no natural enemies.
Is there some way
to... stupid.
To use the fact that the Earth is round to prove, you know, as the reason why he died?
No.
Or like, you know, oblong marble
just,
shape.
Just failed preparation here. Mr. Hughes eventually wanted to prove his flat Earth theory. The stunt was being filmed. The program confirmed his death, as I said earlier. It was always his dream, they say, to do this launch, and Science Channel was there to chronicle his journey, they say. San Bernardino Police Department had not released Hughes' identity, but had confirmed that a man had died in a rocket crash at 2 p.m., because, you know, there might be someone else. Video of the launch shows Hughes' rocket arc off to the right almost immediately after takeoff with what appears to be the parachute falling away from the craft. So he had no way after the parachute was literally stripped off during the launch
to possibly survive it. I feel bad for, you know, the guy's family or whatever, all that stuff. Like, I don't ever really want to see anybody die, you know, with some rare exceptions. So I feel bad for the guy. But at the same time, like... you know, you're going to break a few eggs when you're trying to make an omelet, right? You know, whatever you're after in life, if you have that pioneering spirit, you're going to go do something that other people don't do. You got risk. You're going to take those risks, and sometimes you might die.
Hughes had built the rocket with the help of a partner, Waldo Stakes, and the pair were one of three teams featuring the Science Channel program Homemade Astronauts. He had previously taken off in a homemade rocket in March of 2018, so about a year ago, reaching a height of about 1,875 feet before what was described as a hard landing. The limo driver was taken away at the time on a stretcher by paramedics, but only suffered a sore back. He reached an estimated speed of around 350 miles an hour before pulling his parachute. However, he had to deploy a second one because the craft was plummeting too quickly. Again, this was the original launch back in March of last year. He had said at the time, quote, "I'm tired of people saying I chickened out and didn't build a rocket. I'm tired of that stuff. I manned up and did it. Am I glad I did it? Yeah, I guess. I'll feel it in the morning. I won't be able to get out of bed, but at least I can go home and have dinner and see my cats tonight." And he didn't make it out of this one. So he's a flat earther, too. There you go.
Now, do you suppose that if he went far enough into the stratosphere that he would have seen the round curvature and come back to Earth and sort of, you know...
And changed his mind.
Changed his mind. Have you heard of any flat earthers having done this ever?
Well, the problem is, if you imagine the atmosphere on the surface of the Earth, it's like, imagine 3/8 of an inch on a basketball.
855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Are basketballs round? Do you know? More from us coming up.
And not to mention the shedding. I was vacuuming the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are plunging on Wall Street with coronavirus fears wiping out gains for 2020.
The Dow ended the day down 1,032 points to finish at 27,961. Art Hogan, chief market strategist for National, joins Fox News and says,
the market said, you know what? We don't have a handle on this, and we better pay close attention. We needed to have the kind of day we had to really release some of that energy that's been sort of hanging out and just in the momentum names and the whole market, you know, having a 3% down day. Like you said, gets us down to almost unchanged on the year.
Disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein will remain in custody until sentencing after being found guilty of rape and sexual assault in New York City. The jury acquitted Weinstein on charges of predatory sexual assault, which carried the most jail time, but he could still be looking at decades in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. 7 nights a week on your radio. The live call-in talk show where you could talk about whatever you would like to. You can almost take over the airwaves. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's myself, the captain,
and Ian.
And nobody.
And here is a Liberty update from LibertyCon. Don't miss these two very special debates. First, is government necessary? This debate will feature David Friedman, Milton Sun, and Timothy Sandifer. David will be arguing that government isn't necessary, while Timothy will be arguing that government is necessary. Should be a fun time. Second, does capitalism require government intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, will debate Stephen Pearlstein of the Washington Post. Epstein will argue against intervention, and Pearlstein will argue in favor of it. Also, John Mackey, Whole Foods CEO, will speak on conscious capitalism. Be a part of LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique Liberty convention, April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for things like career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on our incredible list of speakers, events, and student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. So, where were we?
When we last left talking about weed earlier, and then we talked about Mad Mike, who ended up dying in his most recent rocket launch out in California.
Hey, when he crashed, right?
Yes, he did.
Did he
die?
Did he become flat himself when he hit the earth, making him a flat earther?
Indeed. Or he might have been in pieces. Who knows?
But
I suspect he was not alive. However,
I suspect.
It's true.
All right. I have an interesting article that I brought in about a farmer refuses to roll, rips lid off IRS behavior.
Oh, really?
This is from the AG Web Farm Journal, which you can find at agweb.com. It's obviously an agriculture website.
AgWeb.
AgWeb, yes. This is written by a gentleman called Chris Bennett. It was published on February 10th. Strapped with pistols and carrying government IDs, two Treasury agents walked onto a Maryland farm on a cold winter morning in 2012 and asked for the owner, Randy Sowers. It was a blur of badges and questions, but Sowers' four-year legal nightmare was only just beginning.
Oh, God.
My story could belong to any farmer or business owner, Sowers says. People have almost no idea what the feds will do when they want to hurt you. What kind of power-hungry bureaucrats do we have when guilt or innocence plays no role in the system? Sowers was caught in the hooks of a law intended to capture crime lords and money launderers and tagged with a bank deposit breach.
Oh, my God.
A paperwork infraction with a sledgehammer penalty. Although the Frederick County producer wasn't a suspect of drug dealing, tax evasion, or criminal enterprise, the Internal Revenue Service investigators wedged Sowers into a legal vice with almost no chance of escape. No chance of escape. Sowers' wife had made a series of bank deposits, all less than $10,000 in cash, and gleaned from farmers' markets. And in response, the IRS was baying for proverbial blood.
Wow.
They seized almost $70,000 of our money, had us scared and thinking we were going to prison and maybe losing all that we'd worked for, Sowers explains. Roll over and shut up. That's the game I was supposed to play.
So it's happened again, and it keeps happening to these poor, innocent, small business owners who they're not big enough to make a $10,000 deposit, but they got enough money to make a $9,000 deposit. Now, we don't know what the exact amounts were, at least at this point in the story, but if you make these deposits irregularly or regularly or whatever, I don't know what it is that triggers it, but at some point a bank employee is instructed to fill out what they call a suspicious activity report on anyone who makes under $10,000 deposits on a somewhat regular basis.
Yep.
I don't know how many of them it takes for them to trigger this thing.
What they're looking for is if the bank thinks that they're trying to structure it.
That's what the charge
they're
is.
They're trying to keep the That they're deliberately keeping the transactions below $10,000, then that's what's triggering it because they're afraid they're trying
to avoid
the $10,000 limit. So
Well, it's not a limit. You can deposit more than $10,000, and in fact, if you have more than $10,000 to deposit, this is the reason why you should. You should not try to avoid the what is called the cash transaction report, which is what is filed when you hit
you
over
$10,000. You have to fill out the extra paperwork if you deposit $10,001.
The bank employee does. Okay. And they'll ask you questions, and they'll require that you show ID.
Are you sure that you don't have to, like, sign it or something?
No.
Interesting.
At least no bank I've ever been to has required that.
I've never had, you know, $9,999, you know, or less to... I mean, I've made plenty of small deposits in my life, but I've never put that much cash in one deposit anywhere, really.
As someone who runs Bitcoin vending machines, I have. And so I have a lot of experience with this. I will wait until I have more than $10,000 to deposit because I don't want these suspicious activity reports filed. The thing that people don't understand... So we don't know yet. This is early in the story.
Wait, you said because you don't want them filed?
Yeah, I don't want a suspicious activity report filed on me because that's what leads to the charge of structuring.
Oh, okay. If suspicious activity report. You'd rather have the large transaction.
Those are routine.
Okay.
Cash transaction reports happen all the time. Any business that does cash business that has, you know, a grocery store or something like that that on a daily basis does easily more than $10,000, they get those CTRs filed all the time on them. The Treasury Department gets millions of those things filed, I don't know, every year or month or whatever, and there's a ton of them. But the suspicious activity reports, when those pop up, they get investigated, and they result in stories just like this, where innocent, peaceful people who didn't know anything about cash transaction reports or trying to avoid them or whatever, and I'm presuming that's what was going on here, that she was just bringing her farm money in there, and it just happened to be that it was less than 10 grand on more than one occasion, and some busybody bank employees, it's their job, right, so they're like afraid of not doing it. You know, if they don't file the suspicious activity report, there's probably some charge for that, too, right? Then you're assisting the money launderer or the, you know, terrorist or suspected terrorist.
Your foreshadowing is spot on.
I think the real concern in doing this is to be able to watch businesses and see what kind of money they're making to double-check that against tax records.
And I think that's why they want
to avoid having these... they want to avoid people making smaller transactions.
So, roll over and shut up. That's the game I was supposed to play, says Sowers. Instead, he spoke to the press, raising Cain and refused to dance to the federal tune. And his actions eventually helped rip the lid off of IRS's seize first and question later tactics, involving millions of dollars in private property grabs across the U.S. within 3 years of the Treasury agent's visit. Sowers would walk up Capitol steps and testify before the House and Ways Committee members, disgusted by IRS behavior, regain his money, and become a key catalyst for the passage of 2019 legislation limiting federal power. In short, Sowers became the dairy farmer who dared. What was I going to do when I felt like somebody was threatening my wife with jail and my livelihood? I was never, never going to give up.
He got his money back?
Well,
wow, all right. This is interesting.
Upside down.
Good for him.
Sowers and his wife, Karen, are the owners of South Mountain Creamery in Middletown, Maryland, roughly 60 miles northwest of Washington, D.C. In 2012, Sowers had 320 dairy cows and grew 2,000 acres of corn and soybeans on the flat ground of a valley floor, consistently logging 16-hour workdays. When things got tight, I'd work up to 20 hours a day, but I'm not complaining. I did it because I loved it. We were like a lot of Americans, working hard and grateful for what we had.
Yeah, and people like this, you know, they're just living their lives. They think they're not violating any laws. They call themselves law-abiding citizens. Then all of a sudden, the tax goons show up and destroy everything.
855-450-FREE, like freedom, you can give us a call. We'll be talking more about Mr. Sowers and the IRS coming up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Do you like fried chicken?
I like really got chicken on the brain tonight.
Dude, that Bernie Sanders meme, just, it's got me all about the fried chicken here on Free Talk Live. That's the show you're listening to, in case you're wondering. If you're suddenly hungry for fried chicken now, I don't blame you. I'm talking about a Bernie Sanders meme that has him in a white suit, a la that of, say, a southern plantation owner.
I say.
and he's got, you know, the little Colonel Sanders beard drawn on him or whatever, photoshopped in, and it just says, free chicken for everyone. That's the entire caption. And so
that must have existed before this time, this one, right? Like, that's...
I mean, I hope so.
I've never seen it before, but it's great.
I hope so. But... So I wanted to, I had this harebrained idea of wherever the word like liberty or freedom or free is used that I was going to substitute fried chicken. Because that to me seems like the greatest possible presidential campaign outside of the free pony from Vermin Supreme for president that like, because who doesn't like fried chicken?
I don't know.
Well, it's definitely true. I don't know. My favorite Bernie Sanders meme has been they took the image of him when he's saying, once again, I am asking for your financial support, his fundraising thing. And then they had a second frame where they pasted in, it said after election, and they photoshopped a gun into his hand, and the text was, I am no longer asking.
Right. You're asking. Nice. Speaking of finances, are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, or are you having some doubts? Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. You can get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com.
I mean, which are you more likely to visit? The Statue of Liberty or the Statue of Fried Chicken? Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave, or the land of the fried chicken and the home of the brave?
I visited a statue of a giant squirrel when I was in Texas a long time ago, and it was pretty cool.
Did you check out his nuts?
You know, I didn't look real close at it. It was dark.
Was it a blind squirrel?
Couldn't tell you.
How far did you drive to see a statue of a giant?
It's just, it was on the side of the road.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I digress. I've been talking about fried chicken and memes.
But I went further to see a giant squirrel than I would ever go to see the Statue of Liberty. I don't care about government statues.
The Statue of Fried Chicken.
Yeah. I actually never went and saw the Statue of Liberty when I was in New York. I did go up on the World Trade Center, though. That was amazing.
Yeah. So one last thought about memes. The greatest presidential meme I think I've ever seen is a picture of both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump together as if they were running mates. And it says, we've got the solution. Everything is free and Mexico will pay for it.
Oh, nice.
All right. We were talking about Mr. Sowers and his... we'll call it battle with the IRS. After all, if you spell it T-H-E-I-R-S, it spells theirs.
Ooh, yeah.
In 2011, the Sowers set up shop at a farmer's market or festival venues and dealt on a cash-only basis at these types of places.
Mm-hmm.
They backed each sale with a notation on a yellow legal pad. Every Monday, like clockwork, Karen entered a branch of Columbus Bank and deposited the cash proceeds, typically around $10,000.
That'll do it.
After a particularly large special
around, but less
event...
Than.
After a particularly large special event, Karen arrived at the Columbia Bank the following Monday with approximately $12,000, a bit more green than usual, and received a request from the bank teller. According to the Sowers, the teller asked Karen for a favor and said, make your deposit less than $10,000 and no paperwork is required.
Oh, my God. So the teller advised her to do something that would result in a suspicious activity report?
The teller said, make your deposit less than $10,000 and no paperwork is required.
Wow.
That was it, she said. Oh. We did it because we were asked to do it for 34 weeks. Karen deposited about $9,500 each time. I'm not saying it didn't look a little odd, but there was a reason. We'd been asked, Sowers says. There was no tax evasion, no laundered money, and no drug money. Technically, by depositing the cash increments in less than $10,000, the Sowers were committing a crime. Now, I just want to point out that a real crime requires
a victim
or property damage, of which there was none in this case.
Right.
Yes.
The Bank Secrecy Act of 1970 requires all U.S. banks to notify the feds of any transactions above $10,000.
Really? That's right.
That was in 1970? It feels like that was a lot of money in 1970. Like it'd be
a lot more.
$100,000 now, right? But, of course, there's no adjusting for inflation in the eyes of the law.
Yeah, good question. Well, yeah, what would that be today?
I don't know.
That's a lot. Interesting question.
Essentially, the act allowed the government to place tighter crosshairs on drug operations, crime organizations, and money launderers by tracking the movement of large piles of cash. By the letter of the law, the Sowers were guilty of structuring cash deposits, as you pointed out, Ian, to keep totals below the reporting requirements and off the government's radar. The pursuit of Sowers was backed by then-Maryland U.S. Attorney Rod Rosenstein, who would go on to serve as U.S. Deputy Attorney General and resign in 2019 following a controversial tenure.
I have the inflation calculator at usinflationcalculator.com. If in 1970 You purchased an item for $10,000, then in 2020, the same item would cost $66,487.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's going with the official inflation rates, right?
Right. Like, that's not the government the published. Yeah. So the government themselves say that that amount, this law was passed in 1970.
So you were close with 100,000. Mm-hmm. I would say that it's probably at least 100,000 if you go with, like, what the real inflation is, because they're only doing 2.5%, and it's probably way more than that.
Yeah, they play with those numbers in all kinds of crazy ways.
The Sowerses say, we'd never even heard of the Bank Secrecy Act and didn't mean to break any laws.
It's secret. I'm kidding. It's not secret, but that's the idea.
We had no idea our lives were about to go upside down.
It isn't for you. The Bank Secrecy Act isn't for you. It's not for people to read. It's not, you know, the bankers know about it, and that's about it. You don't learn about this stuff except when they come after you.
Yeah,
I know I didn't. Until I read articles like this,
or unless you are actually a terrorist or a money launderer or something, and you have done the research to learn how to, you know, make deposits into banks or whatever, then you might know about this.
Yeah, because if you're being, you know, financed by Osama bin Laden, you can afford a lawyer,
right,
to advise you. If you're running a mom and pop shop, you probably can't.
Sowers describes, they were about to take our money and run, threaten us with jail, and then expect us not to make a sound. Combine all that with 16 hours a day of work on a farm and watch what happens to your life. Karen's parents, my parents,
devastating.
And so many people we know assumed we must have done at least some bad stuff, because otherwise the government would never, never bother us.
Man.
Oops.
That's a heavy thing around your neck.
That's a whole little community, I guess, that learned the fallacy of that thinking.
Well, I hope they learned it.
I suspect they did not. But
because this is, you know, it's so sad, and it really just goes to show where we are today. I mean, we would all love for people to be aware of how evil the government is, but yet the mentality as they've experienced here is the people they knew. Oh, those folks must be doing something wrong. Otherwise, the IRS wouldn't have shown up like that. Otherwise, they wouldn't be getting investigated. They must be doing something wrong.
It must be.
And, you know, to just sort of, by default, believe whatever it is the government says, we got a long way to go.
Yeah, if there's any step that anybody can take towards, you know, more freedom, more liberty, it's don't assume things when you see folks of the government cloth or badge.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, assume the opposite of what you are probably assuming, and you're probably
innocent
more accurate
until proven guilty. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Just a crime, you know, a charge is not a conviction. It doesn't mean anything.
So on close to 10 a.m. on February morning in 2012, the government came knocking at South Mountain Creamery's on-farm store when two Treasury agents asked Sowers if he was willing to answer some questions.
No.
And we'll tell you.
Oh, God.
We'll tell you more about what happened to the Sowers family.
Don't
and their battle
questions
with the IRS coming up. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Have you been raped by the IRS?
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.